As you all know, our diocese, geographically, is rather extended. 26 counties, from the Mississippi River to the Indiana border. We go north of Highway 80 here and there, and we go south, Bishop Lucas of Springfield. Neither one of us are sure which diocese we're in, kind of in our southern reaches. And I really enjoy going around our diocese, but at the end of the day, I'll pull in here in Peoria, say goodnight to Jesus in my little chapel, put on my jam jams, sometimes pour myself a little tincture of Scotland, and like most people, put something mindless on TV. And I'm a little embarrassed to say, from time to time, I've looked at this show called Bridezillas. If you haven't seen it, don't. It's awful. But it basically shows couples, before they get married, fighting like cats and dogs over the details of the wedding and the reception. Sometimes the parents are involved, but it really kind of celebrates something that will never work. I worked at the University of Notre Dame for most of my priesthood that has 4, and I think now 6 weddings a weekend at the Basilica. And I'd always say at the rehearsal, I'm only going to listen to the bride and groom, and then I'd kind of encourage them, you don't really need 100,000 photos. Enjoy the mass, enjoy the reception, but if you set out to make it perfect, it won't work. You'll have more fun if you accept ahead of time that it won't be perfect. Sometimes it's those moments when the little boy carrying the rings runs out the door, or a dog wanders into church. It's sometimes those funny things that happen that help everybody to relax. The simple truth is, about marriage, about priesthood, about life, nothing lasts forever. Nothing is perfect. To accept that involves a certain amount of freedom and liberation. It is certainly true that people enter marriage not planning on losing their spouse, be it through death or divorce. People begin filled with hope, but lots of stuff enters into our lives. In today's gospel, Jesus is describing a wedding banquet, and it's pretty messed up. It's a royal wedding. The king had been preparing for a long time to celebrate his son's marriage, but oddly, the guests don't want to come. This is insane. People only ate meat every now and then. Well, the king had fatted calves and oxen. He would have had music, an abundance of everything. There would have been dancing. In those days, men and women danced separately, but they danced. And there would have been lights and splendor. Not to come is insane. And yet that's what people did. They held back from that joy. And they even beat up and killed some of the messengers. And the king was angry about that. So he invites in everybody, the halt and the lame. But one came without a wedding garment, and he throws that one out. Jesus uses this story to remind us of a wedding feast that lasts forever, of a love and a wholeness that has no end, that no suffering in this world can ever entirely take away. He is talking about the wedding banquet of heaven, where we're all around our Father's table, where the Lord becomes the spouse of our souls, where we find the source of every love and every good we have ever known in Christ Jesus, but where we must wear those garments of salvation. We must be ready to become new people in the love we know in Jesus Christ. I think it's important simply to recognize that grief is not gotten over with in a second. They say real grief with the loss of a loved one, with the breakup of a marriage, certainly can be searing and last for a year, for 4 years, for 5 years, with kind of numbing intensity, at least at first. Everyone should acknowledge that. And then all those details. Having been a couple, how do you go out? How are you with your family? How are you with your friends? How are you with your church when it's a single person now rather than a couple? And a whole lot of other things that have to be relearned and rediscovered. It takes faith to go through that kind of Passover and change. It takes a deeper union with Jesus Christ not to be completely defeated. It takes the recognition that what is eternal is God and His love, and everything we know on this earth passes away. I want you to know very sincerely that the Diocese of Peoria, this Catholic community in Central Illinois, our universal church, loves and honors you, that you always have a place here, that the church prays for you when it's tough for you and rejoices with you when you're happy, and that in the Eucharist we are at that perfect wedding banquet. The Word of God gives us knowledge, gives us truth to live by, and the sacrament of the Lord actually puts us in the most intimate communion with absolute love, our Savior Jesus Christ, and kind of allows us to see a glimpse of heaven even while we're here on earth. So let us pray together. And just as importantly, when we leave this place, let us live together as the family of God, as His people. Let us be clothed with the wedding garment. That is the garment of love and mercy and faith that starts now but has no end.